We drift down through the flower-folded meadow amongst a flotilla of brown-sailed butterflies. As we walk through the fields, a cavalry of tiny grasshoppers clatter against the brittle stems of wildflowers. Golden sunlight crowns the royal oaks in the hedgerows and kisses the tops of feather-crested grasses. Where in the majestic meadows at Kinkham, in the peak of high summer, wildflowers in their full bloom have created a paint box of pastel colours, yellows and oranges, pinks and purples, blues and whites, splashed across a canvas of green and beige. Stitchwort, knapweed, bird's foot trefoil, meadow sweet, rest harrow, cinquefoil, devil's bit scabious, buttercup, corky fruited water droplet. The air is still and humid, but everywhere there are signs and sounds of life. My wild self wants to lie down when I'm in a meadow, to feel the contours of the earth beneath my back, to tune in at ear level to the singing of insects and the breeze against the grass flowers, and allow my eyes to soar upwards into the sky with the birds amongst the constantly changing patterns of the clouds. It feels like a safe haven, a floral heaven brimming with sights and scents and sounds. A marbled white butterfly flutters by from one end of the field to the other and then gently lifts over the hedgerow. In the corners of the field stand tall oak trees, mighty monarchs reigning over the kingdom of Kinkham. Their wavy-edged leaves are in full flush and dark green, perfectly poised to capture every ray of sunshine on these long, languishing summer's days. In ancient mythology, the Oak King rules the growing half of the year from midwinter to midsummer, and then, after a battle of the seasons, he relinquishes his crown to the Holly King, who reigns over the dying half of the year. Alder and willow trees stand gracefully at the edge of the river as if listening. They dangle long leafy arms down towards the river's surface. There's an old story that the Creator once summoned all the trees to a great meeting, but on the way alder and willow passed by a river and were so entranced by the swirling waters and its bubbling sounds that they stayed there and have grown by the river ever since. Kinkan Meadows is like an elaborate tapestry of pocket-sized fields stitched together with a thick thread of hedgerows. And all the fields have their own remembered names, holding a rich history of people and place. Cowleys, Culverhay, Coarse Mead, Adder's Hole, Tollermead, Ash Tree Ground, Thorn Close, Stable Plot, Furze Hill, Lord's Mead, Lady's Mead, Mitchell's 10 Acres, White Sands, Barnmead, Bushy Ground, North Hill, House Ground, Copse Close. Duskfall comes late in high summer, but eventually a veil of darkness descends and the meadows are transformed by shifting shadows and nocturnal noises. Sometimes known in Dorset as a hoot owl or a brown hoolet, the tawny owl is a symbol of patience and stealth. In folklore, it is associated with the underworld, and to hear a tawny owl calling in your dreams is said to signify a revelation or impending change. Owl cry, frog call, bubbles rising and popping from the ponds, and then the pitter-patter of raindrops as dawn washes the world and the meadows wake once again to birdsong. The song thrush is in fine, full-throated voice, loud and lyrical, with his endlessly varying repertoire of thrice-repeated musical motifs. In a couple of weeks, the sound of the thrushes and other songbirds will dwindle, a diminuendo of late summer as chicks are fledged and territories no longer need defending. But the river hook happily continues to sing its own fluid melody, weaving together a song of water, weed and stones, ripple and riffle, roll and flow. You've been listening to the sounds of Kinkham Meadows, which is managed by Dorset Wildlife Trust. Listening Landscapes is created by Ezra Gray and Martin Maudsley, with support from Common Ground and the Dorset National Landscape.